Moin, Digga.
Du sag mal, erhöht deine Krankenkasse auch?
Nee, meine Krankenkasse bleibt stabil.
Crazy, Bro, welche ist das?
Sagte ich doch. MKK, meine Krankenkasse.
Ey, Brudi, bist du auf Autokorrektur? Ich höre immer meine Krankenkasse.
Check's einfach selbst. www.meine-krankenkasse.de
MKK, immer für dich da. MKK, einfach digital.
Two. Okay, it's Families, episode number 9. Mom specifically, you now are the subject of intense YouTube drama.
Oh my goodness.
And before we get into that, today's episode is sponsored by Policy Genius, Ting, Bright Sellers, and Quip. Thank you for supporting us. Also, shout out to Teddy Fresh, our presenting sponsor today.
Yes.
On Thursday, there's a Jerry Garcia collaboration. I'm passionate about Jerry Garcia. This is something I personally pursued. I'm a deadhead. There's a bunch of really, really cool stuff.
That is very cool.
By the way, all the pieces come with like a freaking guitar pick.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Comes on the tag.
Oh, and it says Teddy Fresh.
Yeah.
It's Teddy Fresh. Garcia.
That's really cool.
And then this is coming out at the end of the month.
Should I stand up?
Yeah, stand up. Show. Yeah.
Stand up. Yeah,
work it. Work it.
Try not to
work it.
Whoa.
Work it. Okay, whoa, Mom.
Can you see the hood?
Yeah.
This is so cute. This is really cool.
So that's obviously coming out for the women, for the ladies.
I bet.
Here's a little preview of what's coming out on Garcia this Thursday.
Oh, wow.
This and so much more cool stuff.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
And follow Teddy Fresh on Instagram for all the updates. Thank you. Thank you. Peace and love. Thank you.
Can I get a shirt for my neighbor?
Your neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next? Your grocer?
No, he's just a big fan.
Oh, of course. I'm kidding. Of course. You can get whatever you want, Mom.
All right. Thank you.
You got the ultimate hookup.
Thank you.
You know how many Teddy Fresh t-shirts I have in the closet? We can give him one of those, I think.
You want to give him one of your used
ones?
Hardly used.
No.
You would do that. That just reminded me of a story. Listen to this shit. My dad called.
You are going to get so busted now.
Tell me what you think. Tell me if you think this is bad or not. So when I was about, let's say, 13, I used to rollerblade. I know. Shocking confession. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing. Inline, yeah.
That was popular, rollerblading.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
There was like a rivalry between skateboarders and rollerbladers. They would say, the skateboarders used to say this joke, which I don't condone. I'm only saying it for posterity's sake, and I'm sorry to do this. But the skateboarders would say, do you know what's the hardest thing about being a skater? Telling your parents that you're gay.
Oh, God.
That's what they
I never heard that.
Wait, you said skater, though. Did you mean rollerblader?
Yeah, I was a rollerblader. Right. I meant like...
Well, you know, skater, blader.
Blader.
I guess that was slang.
Blading?
Oh, my God. Who won that?
Anyway, listen, I disavow that. I never said that joke. I find it in poor taste. A horrible thing that we used to say. Only saying it for posterity.
That's fair.
Thank you, Mom.
Yes.
You always have my best interest at heart.
I always do. Always.
So anyway, I put out a pair of inline skates that were at the curb. I think you were donating them to Goodwill, right?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that either.
I think there was like, you guys used to schedule like Goodwill. They would come and pick up a bunch of junk in front of the house.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I did that.
Yeah. And so the neighbor, our next door neighbor, who we were always in rivalry with, you remember?
Rivalry? Havasu?
Yeah, they were always like throwing rocks at our dogs or squirting our dogs. And me and Sean once left a piece of dog poop on their front door.
Oh, I remember them. They weren't our next door neighbors. They lived around the block.
No, they were our next door neighbors.
No. Because our next door neighbors were really sweet.
You believe that, Dan.
The used to we liked I'm telling you,
me and
it was
Sean
not
had a bitter rivalry with them.
And Spunky ate their rabbit.
The rabbit burrowed underneath the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they hated us. I don't know what you're talking
about.
They had a pet rabbit that burrowed under the fence into our yard.
No, they hated us because our dogs wouldn't ever shut up, and it was driving them mad. Our dogs would never stop barking, ever.
I don't remember Spunky and Porkchop barking.
He used to squirt water at them. What?
Really?
They would bark all day, nonstop. And this poor guy, he worked at home. He worked at home, and he was losing. He was.
Wasn't he a teacher?
Stop saying names. Let's not say names.
Okay,
you're thinking of the other side. So anyway, there's this biddle in my mind. And then one time they were so mean to our dogs all the time that me and my brother, we were so young. We were probably like 10. We went and took a dog poop and smeared it on their door.
Oh, my God. You did that?
That was Sean's idea. Sean was the ringleader.
No way, Sean.
Such a troublemaker, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you being sarcastic?
I am.
Dude, Sean was a punk, dude. When he was that age, he was doing shit and blaming me.
Are you talking our Sean or Sean?
Yes, our Sean. We were
Sean, the other Sean, you mean.
We were standing up for our dogs.
He was like the...
Well, it was Sean's idea to rub dog shit, wet dog shit, on the front door.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
We did. Anyway, there was always a bunch of shit.
Literally.
And so, anyway, so there's a pair of inline skates. And the front is basically garbage. And he comes knocking on the door. He goes, hey, you know, or he asks me. He goes, hey, Ethan. If you guys are just getting rid of that, my son would love to have those. Can I have these? And I said, let me go ask my dad. I go inside, ask my dad. He's like watching TV or something. He doesn't care. He goes, yeah, tell him $20.
What?
I don't remember that.
And so I went out and then went to the neighbor. My dad says $20.
And what'd he say?
He said, oh, fine. And he went and got $20 and gave it to me.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I swear to God. And I went back and gave the $20 to Dad. He never even moved.
I have that $20 bill framed.
But like he shook down our neighbor for something he was basically throwing up.
Why did I not know about this?
I don't remember. It's not hysterical.
Well, it's branded in my brain. Huh. $20. I had to go back and be like, my dad says $20.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, wow.
So what do you think, Dan? Is that pretty bad or?
That's horrible.
I mean,
I'm
getting to know your dad pretty well here. And it sounds like par for the course. He's a hustler. What can you say?
Yeah.
He saw a way to make $20.
I think I did get like $5 out of it. So I was pretty stoked at the time.
You got a commission. What are you complaining about?
I got a cut.
Thank you.
But I had to be a little punk ass hustling our neighbor.
Oh my God.
And then you just were sitting watching TV. But you would think you would be like, yeah, of course he can have that.
I'm still traumatized about the poop.
Well, it's things like that.
You knew about the poop.
I don't remember that at all.
He came next door and he's like, your kids did this, and then we had to go over there and clean it and apologize, which was humiliating.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't mention that you got busted.
Yeah, we got busted.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that you got busted.
Yeah, no recollection of that.
I don't remember that either.
You guys think that we were like best friends with them, and I'm telling you,
I really did.
Rivalry.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
They hated us. They hated the whole family.
Wow.
Yeah.
And here I'm going, la-di-da, I think they're so nice.
No, you remember once they came over, he's like, you guys need to install a shock collar on your dogs because they will not shut the fuck up and they're ruining my life.
Wow.
And then you guys were like the nerve of him to come over and tell him to put on a shock collar. You guys don't remember that, huh?
I thought it was odd that they helped us move things when we were ready to move. That was kind of unusual.
Yeah.
Like, get the Kleins out of here.
When we moved in, the first thing she did was knock on the door and say, do you guys need a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, she was nice.
She was really sweet.
Before they knew us.
Yeah, exactly. Before they knew us. Or she was nice in the beginning.
Oh, no.
But we were there for like, 10 years or something?
No, we never lived anywhere for 10
years.
In Mexico longer than we ever lived in any one spot.
We were only there for 5 years. I feel like I grew up my whole...
Well, we stayed in Ventura. We just moved around from different houses.
Yeah, well, anyway, I remember them. They hated us. So, anyway, that's a story about my dad. That's true. Yeah, we were, I feel like we were the nightmare.
Oh, my God. I thought we were getting along with all of our neighbors. Our other neighbor brought us a plant.
The truth is, you guys weren't at home. So me and Sean were at home with the dogs, and they wouldn't listen to anybody. They would just bark and bark and bark and bark. And so we were there when the neighbors were like shouting at them and squirting the hose at them and throwing rocks over the fence at them.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Maybe because we were working so much. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys were never home. Me and Sean were fighting a war.
All right. Good job. Good job.
You guys didn't even know what the hell was going on.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
So anyway.
Who's your mother? Who raised you?
Nobody raised me. That's the problem.
The wolves.
The wolves. Yeah, exactly.
So I was speaking of nobody raising me, we're actually part of the episode today is we're going to be doing a family bonding speed run.
Okay.
So, Dad, we're going to do the things you never taught me, like throwing baseball, tying a tie. You're going to give me a birds and the bees talk, but you're only going to have about like 30 seconds to do each.
Okay. I'm starting to think.
And then, Mom, you're going to teach me how to knit. You're also going to give me birds and the bees talks, and you're going to tell me how to plant milkweeds, but only in 30 seconds. So,
can I confess something?
Sure.
I don't know how to knit.
Well, then I guess we're going to.
Well, you know what?
Teach me.
You know what? I'm a fast learner.
Maybe you can teach me how to talk to girls.
Talk to girls?
Talk to girls. Is it dad? That is more dad's job?
Yeah.
What's something that a mom teaches their son?
I can teach you how to knit. I'll teach you. You know what? Grandma.
We're doing knitting. We said it.
Grandma Ann was an incredible knitter. So I watched her.
It's in your
blood. I'll figure it out.
Okay. So, but before we get into all that, we've got a lot here to talk about. Slang term, you guys get your bonus 100. Today, your slang term is all facts.
All
no
what?
No printer.
All facts?
Yes.
So that would be spelled F-A-X.
Right.
Not F-A-C-T-S.
Right. All facts, no printer. Okay, what does it mean?
All facts, no printer. Would you like to guess the meaning?
Oh, yeah. All facts.
Well, facts is a...
No printer.
Now already a old-fashioned, hardly used manner of... transmitting communications.
Right. A fax machine opposed to a printer.
Very good. Very good.
All fax, no printer.
Certainly onto something there.
So basically, say, show it, don't write it.
Show it, don't write it.
No.
Dad, you got a guess?
Fax, no printer. Say,
all
don't
I would say all don't. Irrelevant stuff and nothing important.
So you're saying none of it's irrelevant. It's all irrelevant. But right. But it's all facts.
F-A-X.
Okay, so what it means is it's all true. It's all true. It's all facts, no printer. It's a play on words. All facts, no printer.
Maybe someone stupid came up with that and just couldn't spell well?
No, I think it's pretty good.
That's
when you want to co-sign something. So if I say, like, you know, that burrito was Sharky's has the best burrito. All facts, no printer.
Okay.
So that's your word. $100.
No, okay? All facts, no printer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you think Sharky's has the best burrito?
No. No.
Okay.
No, definitely not. Still traumatized eating Sharky's so much years ago. Okay, well, we got to talk about, first of all,
you guys?
Yeah, what do you mean you guys? I'm not responsible for this mess.
Oh, for what you said? You're not responsible?
Well, first of all, before we get into this, give a little context of my mom's literacy on Twitter. She got into an internet beef with Trisha Paytas, which is like, what the F? So just to give you guys a little bit of the literacy of my mom on Twitter is that she, when she's trying to share photos, she pastes links from her phone. And I don't know why you erased. This ended up getting like 10,000 likes.
I know. Everyone said, don't erase. I go, but it doesn't make any sense because you can't pull up the image. So I erased it. And everyone
said,
why did you do that?
It was so funny.
I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
That's going to be your best tweet ever. And
I erased it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you know, I tweeted out the image of Trisha with Keemstar, and I said it made me sad. And so my mom, I immediately was like, oh no, like, whatever. I expressed, I literally just said it was sad. And then when I saw my mom getting involved, I was like, oh no. No,
what is mom doing?
Mom said, what I'm feeling doesn't fit the words. She's such a weasel. What does that mean? What you're feeling doesn't fit the words. I didn't
quite how I felt what I was feeling. You know, how can you put it in words?
Oh, okay. You were that upset.
I was really upset. Can I tell you why I was so upset?
Please.
Okay. She's wearing your merchandise.
The Frenemies hoodie. Yeah.
Right. This guy who I've read so much about is not well liked by anybody.
Keemstar.
He's got such Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude?
Or yeah. Schadenfreude, as
no, it's
shoot him up, Freude.
If you look it up, it's Schadenfreude. Ah, anyway, with someone else's problems, and
he's the biggest piece.
He's not a very nice guy.
He's harassed Ela for years, saying she looks like a horse. And
yeah, I mean, like, talk about harassment.
I
know.
I mean, Keemstar has lied about us stealing money for you. I mean, the guy.
Well, I don't know him all that well. I just know what I read about him, and it wasn't in a good light at all. He's not well liked by a lot of people.
Yeah, people. Yeah,
and the fact that she got, and this is interesting because when this came out, well, let me, you know what? I'd like to put a shout out to somebody.
Okay.
And because it's all tied into this picture.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, since Dad and I have been with you mm-hmm. on this format on our family podcast.
Family journey.
Yes. I have grown to enjoy watching
tea. I'm a tea connoisseur,
and there's three people that I'd like to put a shout out to.
All right,
I
shout watch them out, Mom.
And I enjoy. I think they're all intelligent. I think they have a lot of charisma. I think they're going to be extremely successful. Whatever.
Let's send them a milkweed from Donna.
Well, no, I want to keep those milkweeds.
Oh, we're not going to.
Oh. We're, yeah. Oh, yeah. Know, no.
We're.
I have some rollerblades we could send them.
No, we can send them a milkweed.
Yeah, maybe
we
some
can
used
absolutely send them a milkweed. One of them is a young lady, and her podcast or her tea thing mm-hmm. is called Hot Tea.
Oh, Hot Tea.
Yes, she's really not good. Warm. I like
not
her.
Cold.
Hot tea. And she's beautiful, by the way.
She is?
She is a really beautiful girl.
Okay, and, hot tea. Have I not heard of this channel?
I don't know, but she's great. I really enjoy her channel. And then there's another guy, Wet Noodle.
Deaf Noodle.
I think it's Deaf Noodle.
Oh, Deaf
Noodle.
By the
way, Wet Noodle is kind of derogatory, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought that was, that's what I wrote down.
Isn't a wet noodle something like boring? You still call someone a wet noodle. It's like derogatory.
I don't know. Maybe that's what he's... I don't know.
Anyway, I know him.
Deaf
I'm a
noodle.
Fan of Deaf Noodles. I like
him. Okay, you like him?
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes he's got UCLA stuff on. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's an alumni, but he's obviously a fan. But he's very smart.
Love Deaf.
And I really enjoy watching him. And the third person who I absolutely love is Adam McIntyre.
Oh yeah, you guys have a BFF.
I really like him. He's smart. He's intuitive. He's charismatic.
Oh my God!
No, the kid.
No, I like him too.
The kid is great. He's
my mom
really
is
great.
Just really supportive.
Only 18.
I wish I got that much that amount of support from you growing up.
Oh come on, Ethan.
I'd be so.
You're my baby.
I'd be so much better adjusted to life.
Oh please. Anyway, I was watching.
I'm jealous of Adam McIntyre, of the praise he's getting from my mom.
I was watching his channel.
Yeah.
He's in Spain right now. Mm-hmm. And at least he was when I was watching his channel. Anyway, he had an observation that I thought was very astute about Keemstar
mm-hmm.
and this whole photo of the three of them. And he said, it's interesting that they put this stuff out, and he actually knew that you couldn't post your videos for a week.
Oh, yeah.
And it basically, I think his fingerprints are behind this whole thing. It's his fault that you know.
Oh, and that's all. Everybody knows that. So, you're saying it's Keemstar's fault that I got suspended?
Not Adam's fault.
No, not Adam's fault. No,
yeah,
not
everybody
at all.
Knows it was Keemstar's fault. Yeah. He literally admitted it. Right. He said. Yeah.
But the mere fact that you couldn't, respond, yeah. They put that up there knowing you weren't going to be able to respond. And they're sitting there and he's giving you this gesture.
He's flipping me off.
With his finger.
For sure.
You know, I mean, it's a real in your face. And if she's supposed to be your sister-in-law, what kind of a... Well, what is that?
She obviously doesn't like me very much. But anyway, listen, let's talk about your...
Anyways, good job, you guys. I love those three T channels.
We love the T. We love them. We love the T. So what you said is she's a weasel. And then you also said this was your first one. And then I was like, man, I don't know why you had to tweet twice. Because the first one was like, I was like, okay, it's a little bit of a... You say, can't wait to go to her wedding. Not. It's like, wow.
I was being snooty.
You know what's funny is this one, it comes off as a joke, but I know when I read it that my mom meant it like.
No, I was just being snooty.
You were being snooty.
I was being snooty.
I think,
what? I was being snooty. I mean, you know,
Did you expect it to get 20?
I'm not an angel. I can be snooty.
Did you expect it to get 20,000 likes? Because it like blew up and all the teachers were talking about. And then Trisha, which we'll get into, like responded to you.
My first tweet was, this is my first tweet. I mean, I didn't.
Well, that was
like. Who knew?
Yeah.
You know, that I was going to get
and what's
people watching and all that. I just, you know, this whole thing is above me. No,
you don't know what's going on.
I really don't.
That's kind of the beauty of it, I guess.
I really didn't know what's going on. And so. I don't.
This is all new to me. Okay, so let me read Trisha's.
It's fun. I'm having fun.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, she can say all these terrible things about me. I don't care.
Trisha responded.
It's fun.
You called her a weasel. Trisha responded, what you texted Moses is the most evil thing to ever put out into the universe. If I'm a weasel, you are Satan.
Oh, my goodness. She thinks I cast a spell on her, too.
She said, you are Satan for even putting that energy out there. You're an evil woman to write down what you wrote. It's unspeakable. To put that burden on me the way you did is the worst karma. And then she continues... She said,
I wonder why she just didn't post what I said. Maybe because she knows everyone's going to take the steam out of their balloon.
I'll continue. She says,
the air out of their balloon.
What Ethan's mom texted Moses after our fight was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Boo.
I'm tormented with it daily. I won't even speak what she wrote because I refute that energy. That negative, bad energy is something that paralyzed me that now and then. I mean, she's clearly not paralyzed by it. She's literally.
And Adam pointed out that she called another YouTuber a weasel.
Oh, she has called
someone. She has. She has called someone a weasel.
Ethan ran my mom and said, okay, here we go.
Please. Jesus.
I don't need to get in all this, but I'm livid. I'm angry. I've been carrying this evil, ugly burden she placed on me, blaming me for an unspeakable thing. She's evil. I just have never encountered anyone to put such an evil burden on me. A curse. A curse on your family. Something to even write. Unfathomable. Okay, so Trisha's been kind of... She's been talking and talking about, like, you know... What is this thing that you told her? I think we should just...
I can read it.
Yeah, let's just read it.
It must be so horrific. Don't we need some kind of warning before...
Okay, let me give you a little bit of a backstory.
Okay.
When I tweeted a private message to Moses...
No. You texted him.
No, it was on Messenger.
Okay, but you didn't tweet it.
No.
You said tweet.
Oh, did I? I didn't mean that.
Yeah, okay.
I sent a private message.
Yeah.
No, I do. I sent it on Messenger.
What's the difference between a tweet and a message?
Well, it was on Messenger. It's private.
And what's the difference between a tweet?
Well, tweet, everybody can read it.
Okay. I'll accept that.
You know?
That's the only difference.
No, this was a... This is before families even existed.
Okay.
Okay. And
before you were a celebrity.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it. Yeah, anyway.
All of our personal interactions with her had been fine. They were over to your house for Passover, and we were very cordial, and everyone was friendly.
Well, there was a little bit of a beef when me and Trisha were talking about that the food was bad, and I know that that upsetted you guys, which I accept. I accept the blame for that. I shouldn't have allowed
Jessica
that
made the chicken, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah, and Jessica's a great chef, so that's unfair.
Yeah.
But we made amends for that.
Right.
Yeah.
But for a lot of you who don't understand the Jewish culture, there is a language.
That's specifically to Trisha?
No, to the fans, for people to understand. There is a language called Yiddish. And so many of you use words that you don't even know are Yiddish. Like for example, the word tush, which means, you know, your bum, your dairy heir. It's a cute word. A lot of people use a lot of Yiddish words. One of the words, which you probably have never heard, it's called machetenister. And it means family of your family. So it's your family, but it's a little more extended. And whenever, the few times that we were with Trisha, it was the last time, I think, was a holiday, a Jewish holiday. It was at your home, yours and Ela's home. And she was there with Moses.
Yeah.
Before Moses even started dating her, we at our house, I think it's when we were in the apartment. In Thousand Oaks.
Okay, where?
Well, whatever.
Oh, no way.
Yes. Yes, we had the big round table. Remember, we were all
seriously?
So squished.
Gosh, that was so long ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Well, it's before he ever knew her.
Dad's saying no.
Oh, wow. I thought she was going to say Trisha was there.
No. No, she wasn't there. It was before.
So what's the point?
Moses,
here?
I'm just saying he was there.
Oh, you were.
It was a holiday. It was a holiday, and he is included.
You're talking
included.
About Moses now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're family.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't, you know, I've had a lot of comments saying, oh, she's not even your family. Moses isn't your family, but in the Jewish religion, they
it's
are.
It's not just Jewish people. I mean, that's not. It's not that like.
It's extended.
In-laws.
He's my wife's brother.
Yeah.
He's with us all the time.
Right. Exactly.
He's with us on every holiday. You
right.
Been with him
right.
a lot.
So you know, we interact with your brother-in-law.
And Trisha's been over too. With
yes,
a lot of
absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah. So where was I going with this?
I don't know.
I don't. I got so off the track, I don't remember.
The message you sent.
Oh, yeah. So I sent, this is before, thank you, Dan.
Yes.
This is before families even existed. Ela has been trying so hard to get pregnant. And if any of you have gone through this program, is it called in vitro? Is that
no,
the one?
No, we didn't do in vitro.
Which
but
one
it was,
did you do?
It was, we did like fertility treatment, which was right before in vitro,
okay.
Where we turkey basted her with my.
Right.
And you know what?
It's really hard. I mean, I can tell you example.
We talked about it a lot, but like, yeah, I mean, we were doing this for a few months and it didn't work.
Right.
And then it finally stuck. But it was a horrible process where she was taking, I was giving her shots in the stomach
right.
of this like saline solution. It was super painful. So she
very
would sit
painful.
There like writhing in
right.
pain as I injected her right. every night. Actually, no, I think we were doing it several times a day. She was taking these hormones that were messing her up.
Yep.
And it was just a really harrowing.
It was
experience.
Really harrowing. Yeah. And then Ela finally.
Very expensive as well.
Yes. And she finally gets pregnant. We were all thrilled.
Yeah.
And then we find out that maybe you guys are having a multiple birth.
Yes.
You know, and when you have twins, possibly triplets, you have to be really careful, you know. I mean, I've lost a pregnancy.
Right.
Well, and so it can be really heartbreaking.
The first 3 months is like dicey and that.
Very dicey.
The further you get along, the less likely like miscarriages. But
right.
the first 3 months, miscarriage can be extremely common.
It can be very common. And when you're trying to get pregnant for a very long time, it can be
scary.
It can be heart-wrenching.
Yeah. It was
so, Trisha just kept on going on and on and on with some of the things that she was saying. I didn't understand.
Well, let's be your team, Ethan, obviously. Your team, Ethan and Hila. So
I know Trisha would say she said some things that were just, I'm sorry. You know,
okay,
you're my son.
Yes.
Hila's my daughter-in-law.
Of course.
I'm a grandma. You know, Teddy is my sun and moon, and my granddaughter Eleanor, same thing. And the baby in your wife's tummy is, you know, it's really, it's important. I'm grandma.
Yeah,
okay. All right. So I got so upset with all the stress.
By the way, and I didn't know she sent this
right
until, God, how did I find out? But I'll be honest, I was a little horrified to know that you were texting.
It wasn't
Moses.
It was one time.
But you know what? I also, on the other hand, I get it. You know, I get why you sent it.
Well, I was so upset because of some of the things that she had just said.
Go ahead, read the tip.
I sent a private message on Messenger
to Moses. You texted Moses. I mean, it's not.
Well,
that.
I didn't really text. Is that called texting?
Yes.
Messaging? Is that texting?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is everybody.
Go ahead.
This is what I wrote.
Cover your ears. This is it. The
I
worst
know.
Thing
this
you've
is
ever
the most
heard.
Horrible Go thing ahead. You've ever heard. Okay.
Well, it's
Moses.
It's, okay.
Moses, if your sister has a miscarriage because of this stress, I will hold you and Trisha responsible. Stop this nonsense. Enough. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the message didn't catch on fire. It was so horrid. Oh, my God.
Okay. I mean, on one hand, that's obviously a strongly worded message to send.
It was, and that's how I felt.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. She was causing you so much stress.
The truth is, we were all thinking it, and I wasn't going to write it. So when I saw you write it, I was like, she shouldn't have sent the text, but like,
sorry.
I was thinking the same thing, honestly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All facts, no printer, right?
Yeah. That would have been a good time.
Thanks,
Dan. $100.
Dan beat me to it.
Thanks, Dan. She was just about to say
it. Yeah, I was just about to say it. Not.
So like I mean, yeah, obviously that's a lot to tell someone, but at the same time, I get, so that's the message. I don't know. You guys can judge for yourself. I get it, though. Like, I mean, as the grandma, as someone who you're like family with Moses, you felt you could speak frankly with him. At the other hand, I understand that it's kind of a shocking message to receive, you know, as well. So, you know, that's the message though. So you, I mean, I think Trisha's playing it up a little.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
People can decide for themselves if she overreacted a little bit.
I cursed her.
Cursing her.
You know.
Well, at the time, it was really intense.
It was really intense.
She was making like a billion videos and TikToks, and Hila was in a really vulnerable point of pregnancy.
Yeah. She had hormones rushing through her whole body, and we were scared.
Yeah. Well, so there you have it. Bada bing. Let's go ahead and go throw it to a break. And when we come back, we are going to wrap this up. I don't want to talk about Trisha anymore, ever. This is coming out on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
I did a big episode on Thursday, which you guys saw. And this is it. I wanted my mom to speak her piece, clear the air or whatever. And now, after I have a few more things to say, and we're done. Trisha will never be uttered.
Like Voldemort.
Probably.
Like
what?
Voldemort.
Like Voldemort.
Like Voldemort.
The one who must not be named.
Or something like that.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thank you. Summer is almost over, and responsibility is about to rear its head again. Get ahead of reality and get life insurance done right flipping now. With Policy Genius, you can get free quotes in minutes. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? Well, you could save over 50% on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius, or you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Listen, you know, life insurance, we recently got it. It's like, you got to make sure your loved ones are taken care of.
Absolutely.
It's peace of mind because, you know, it's just, And sometimes, you know, they might fall off the back of a truck and then you get a big payment.
A lot of people your age, they have children and you need life insurance.
Right.
You do.
But if you kill your spouse, it doesn't pay out.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
just for the record, so don't get any ideas. The licensed expert at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to award-winning policy options that swap the standard medical exam requirements for a simple phone call. This exclusive policy was recently rated number one by Forbes, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, and Besto. Well,
that's pretty impressive.
Extremely impressive. Besto.
Besto?
Yeah, Besto.
Besto.
Besto. Well, I'm about to bestow them with a second class rating compared to Policy Genius. Woo! Listen, getting started is easy. First, head to policygenius.com/families. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need, compare personalized quotes to find your best price, and when you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. So head on over to policygenius.com/families to get started right now. That's Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Yes.
This video is sponsored by h3.ting.com. Ting Mobile is the next generation mobile that is all online, saves you the money, gives you the best product, and you're going to save a bunch of money. And guess what? Your phone's going to work, and it's going to work great. That's what Ting's all about. It's quite a ting.
All facts, no printer.
Very good. Now we're tinging. I'm tingling. Whether you've, listen, if you're a low data user or you want unlimited, they got the perfect plan for you and your family. Listen to this. $10 a month for talk and text. $10 a month.
That's...
what the heck?
Sounds good.
You're in the door, man. You got a phone. You're part of society. $10 a month. You know, you want data? Okay. $15 a month. You know, you want unlimited? $45 a month. You check out all their plans and see what kind of works for you. But I'm telling you, man, these prices are off the ting and off the ting.
That's, it sounds fair.
Oh, it's more than fair. Oh, it's more than fair. You know, everything else you expect from Ting Mobile is the same. They've got unreal customer service. They got nationwide coverage. There's no contracts. They got top-notch account tools. Plus, you can always bring your current phone number to Ting with no strings attached. So try Ting Mobile today. I challenge you guys to see how much you can save, and you're going to get an additional $25 off by going to h3.ting.com. That's all facts
and no printer.
Bright Sellers, thank you for sponsoring us. brightsellers.com/fam. Bright Sellers is summer's here. Let's drink some wine. It's hard to find new partners in wine. It's hard to figure out what kind of wine you even like, or like even browsing the aisle, finding a good store to pick wine from. With Bright Cellars, you go to their website, you fill out a little palate quiz based on things you know you like your favorite type of chocolate or your ideal setting to drink wine. And Bright Cellars ships you 6 bottles of wine based on your answers. Finding you new favorite wines, it's never been easier.
That's genius.
It is.
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, and you know, it's great for amateurs
and
connoisseurs alike.
Yeah.
Dan, our resident lush, has used their service. Of course, Hila's pregnant, so I'm not allowed to drink since she's pregnant. It's a solidarity thing. Dan, how was your experience with Bright Cellars?
It's great, yeah. And like you said, you just fill out a quick little survey, and they send you stuff that they know that you're going to like. They sent me... it was a Tetrachroma was the name. It had like a crazy name of one of them.
Tetrachroma.
Tetrachroma.
Where's it from?
The name like I don't know where Tetrachroma is. Well, Tetrachroma means 4 colors. So
and what
that doesn't really give me...
Tetracolor? Sounds like the name of a fish.
Tetra is 4 and chroma is color.
Right, that's true.
So...
it's probably a mix of grapes in that case, right?
Yeah, that's a good
Well, it was a Pinot Noir, and so it was real good. I'm not sure where it's from.
Okay, but we love it. We love it regardless.
We loved it regardless. It's Monterey, California.
Beautiful. Oh, so
all the good
it worked
there.
For Dan. Dan, It worked for Dan. Is that right?
It worked. It worked.
It was love at first sight. Each wine comes with an education card that includes information on the region. Clearly, you didn't read that. And the wine, you just cracked that baby open and gulped it down.
I was in a rush.
And the wine from tasting notes, food pairing, and serving temperatures. You always switch up the amount of reds, whites, and roses. If you're a seasonal wine drinker, you can skip an order whenever you want. Plus, being a Parade Cellar member means you get access to their premium wine portfolio before the wine even hits the market. Boom. Best part is that if you do not like a bottle of wine, Parade Cellar offers a delight guarantee. I love that. It's not a satisfaction guarantee. It's a delight guarantee. Yes. It's better.
Yep. And I was delighted. That was
there
delighted.
You go. And they guaranteed it to you. And we'll send you a replacement bottle in your next order. So listen up, people. To help you find your new partner in wine, Family is giving you 50% off.
Nice.
Your first six-bottle box from Parade Cellar by going to brightcellars.com/fam. Head to brightcellars.com/fam. That's brightcellars, brightcellars.com/fam to receive 50% off your first six bottle order. Bright Cellars, helping you discover wines that you'll love.
Nice.
Listen, guys, you know I love Quip. I've talked about it, and this is the one-stop stop toothbrush. I'm obsessed with oral hygiene. It's so important. They say taking good care of your mouth can even add time onto your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Because if you don't take good care of your mouth, you get like gum disease and all this bacteria, and it can make like sickness. You can get heart disease
exactly. If you don't take care of your teeth.
Yeah. So listen, the thing that I'm always super obsessed with is this softness of the bristles.
Yeah.
You don't want to damage your gums. And what Quip has achieved is the softest, most gentle, but cleaning bristles in the game. And I've tried everything. It's a vibrating little tube here. Boom. And what it does is it tells you when to switch quadrants. It puts you on a 2-minute timer, brush, 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 and then it pulsates in 30 seconds, brush, brush, brush,
oh,
brush,
wow.
brush, brush. So it guarantees you get that perfect dentist recommended brush every time.
That's perfect.
And it's vibrating.
I'm keeping this.
Oh, please. Yeah, I want you to enjoy it.
And I accessorize.
It matches your outfit,
yes,
too. What? How many toothbrushes can you say match your outfit? The other thing, you know, with Quip is that they are rewarding you for good brushing. Now with Quip's smart electric toothbrush, good habits can earn you great perks like free products, gift cards, and more. What the freak? It's going to track when and how well you brush. You're going to get tips and coaching to improve your habits. You're going to earn points for daily brushes and bonus points for completing challenges like streaks. Yeah, I mean, guys, don't skip a day if that's what they mean. Let's make sure we brush our teeth every day, guys. Come on.
Yes, twice a day.
Foot soldiers, we brush. Or monarchs, whatever you are.
Yes.
Donarchs. Redeem your rewards for free products, gift cards, and discounts from Quip and partners. We love, 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 love that. Join the 5 million mouths, holy smokes, who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes when you get a Quip smart brush for just $45. This thing's going to last you, like, man, this thing is, I've been using mine for like a year. All right. Now, actually, all you do is pop the brush head off,
oh.
And then you put on a new one. You just change the brush head. But the battery lasts like, so, I mean, it's never died on me.
So when you buy the top part? Can you get like a number of them instead of just one?
Yeah. No, they put you on a plan and they send you all the brush heads you need.
Oh,
it's genius.
I want to get
start getting rewards for brush. You have use that one. Okay. Give us a review next time. Okay. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/families10 right now to save $10 on a Quip electric toothbrush. Thank you to Quip. That's $10 off a smart electric toothbrush. Getquip.com/families10. Spell GETQUIP.com/families10. Quip, the good habits company. Mwah. All right, we're back. So Trisha obviously made a bunch of TikToks. I just want to give you the chance to respond to everything. Let's clear the air and then move on from this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, can I?
How's it feel to be in drama as like a 6-year-old woman? Internet view.
You know, I'm not used to being in a spotlight like this, and you know, since I have done the show with you as a co-host, you know, I'm really learning about this whole YouTube.
Oh yeah, the multiverse
world, and you know. I gotta say,
uh-oh.
I like it.
She likes the drama. You're Keemstar.
It's fun.
You're Keemstar if Keemstar was a mom.
I'm Keemstar?
Well, you love the drama.
Well, no, I mean, I just love the whole thing.
You love YouTube.
I do.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody loves YouTube.
I love it. I mean, I think it's a way for all of you guys to stay close and communicate with you. I mean, you know, yeah,
she
there's negative,
the drama,
there's
folks.
Positive. It's
you're,
fun.
And you're all into the tea. Those are like your guys. How do you feel, Dad? You watch the tea, too.
I love
it. I was going to say, don't insult your mother like that, first of all, comparing
her
to
I'm sorry.
Vile person.
I know. Don't compare me to him.
Well, because you're like, I love the tea. That's like Keemstar's thing.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Of course you're not Keemstar.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's been fun. I was on Twitter before, so I was slightly more versed in how this works, which isn't saying much of anything. But it's been fun so far. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fun.
But like to be feuding with somebody.
Well, you know, I think in...
That's different than just using the internet.
Yeah, you know.
You're in an internet beef that the tea channels are talking about.
I don't
my
think...
I mean,
I think it was a knee-jerk reaction because you're my son.
Would you,
you know?
Would you unsend the tweet if you could?
Yeah, I probably would in retrospect. Yeah. I just think... It was just a knee-jerk reaction. I was just like, what?
Well, you're not used to people even reading
what?
Yeah. I had the same reaction, to be
you
fair.
You know.
Anyway, here's what she said about you on TikTok.
Ethan's mom, I'm so sick of this bullshit. I'm so
Trisha?
Sick
this is what Trisha said? Oh, my God.
You were taking off the invite volume. The minute you sent Moses that text. Donna Klein.
So more about the text that cursed her for
Donna
eternity.
Oh,
my goodness.
you crank it, Dan? Okay.
I'm so sick of this bullshit. I'm so sick of this bullshit. Can't wait to go to her wedding. And you were taking off the invite the minute you sent Moses that text. They all know what that text was on the last episode of Frenemies, which we also
Well, now everybody knows what the text is.
Yeah, that's okay.
Everyone was recording it. I brought that up. I said, why would your mom text the most vile, disgusting? I can't even speak it right now. I cannot speak it right now because she put blame and the weight of something so heavy on me that I have to wait this out now.
It's all
with
about
because
her.
Of her. She's a
know?
Vile scum. I cannot.
She said she's a vile scum.
I'm vile and I'm scum.
It's pretty awesome to hear someone talk about my mom that way in a way. I mean, I don't think any of us take it seriously, but just like the fact that my mom is being called vile scum by Trisha Paytas is something I never expected to happen in my life. It's just
it's
predictable.
Funny.
Life
it's
is
funny.
Such a weird fucking journey, isn't it?
Ay.
It's like a fever dream.
Yeah. Crazy. It's just crazy.
Repeat. I can't even put out what she said. And when I asked Ethan, I'm like, your mom texted this? Like that's something that's it's like the nastiest thing I've ever heard from anybody. And he's like, well, I told her not to text that. It's disgusting. What?
No, she's lying. I didn't say I told her not to text that. I didn't know. What I said, Trisha, is I didn't know she sent it.
Right.
Okay. So let's not act like I was party to that. Okay.
Trisha's lying?
You know, speaking of things that Trisha has said, she made a comment about your fans.
Oh, that we're a cult?
You know, really nasty things. And I got to tell you, since I've been doing this cameo thing, your fans, love your fans.
Donna.
They're smart.
They're not my fans anymore. They're your fans. They left me a few episodes ago.
No. They are your fans. No, they're your fans. I love them. They are the sweetest.
You know how many comments that were like, I'm no longer a foot soldier, I'm a Donark.
They are the sweetest, most respectful, and they're so smart. Some of these people are so educated, it just blows me away. You know, and once in a blue moon, I get recognized. Mm-hmm. And every time someone has come up to Dad or myself just to say hello and tell us that they enjoy the show, they are just... delightful.
I agree. Every time I get approached on the street, it's always a really positive experience.
So I don't know how she can say this about your fans. I think she's
getting a different brunt.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say that's the thing. She keeps saying it's all our fans. I think a lot of them are her fans who are angry with. I don't know that. Well, anyway, I don't want to get into all the. Let's stick to the facts.
Well, I just want to say for all the people that. On Cameo that asked for me to send them a message. It was so much fun. It's been so much fun. I'm still on Cameo, but I I really.
Plugging? Are you plugging?
I am
now?
Plugging. Am I plugging? Is that is
you're
that horrible?
Plugging.
No, I mean, even if I never get another one, I just really enjoyed it. It was fun. It
I'm
was
not
a
plugging,
experience.
But I'm on Cameo also.
Oh my God, you guys! Yeah, my dad. What
see
was
the link
you?
Below.
My dad goes. My dad, you insist on
we should
having
do some
man,
Cameo.
See the link.
I know.
Below.
We should. I want him to do it with me. We should
well,
do some funny
like
bets.
Cameo beef. Where I was like, you guys should do it together, and my dad was like, no, I'm doing it by myself.
I did two cameos on the way over down? Here.
Yeah, okay. We've done
we were
some
in the car.
Together.
And Dad was driving. It was someone's birthday.
Well, Mom's got a couple where they wanted both of us.
Okay, so you applied.
Yeah. Okay. And I've gotten two so far, so I'm...
Oof, how does that feel? Two?
Small fan base.
Well, nobody knew that he was on.
the what's your fans called? The beach ball killers.
the stab supporter.
Yeah, Gary the Stabbers. The Stabbies. What'd you say, Dan?
Just Gary Kleiner's.
Gary Although, Kleiner's for life.
Yeah.
That's true.
There was a lot of great fan art that people create.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have fan art. We'll look
oh, yeah.
All right, let's stay on the rails here.
Okay.
Let's, and Sorry. Then we can go Sorry. To the fan art. It's okay. I forgive you.
What she placed on me is evil. It's downright evil. I bit my tongue when she's talked about me and compared me to Gabby. I bit it. But this, she put a burden on me that I will not talk about for a few months, but it's the most disgusting shit. Blaming me for the...
She says, apparently she's got like a big thing she's planning for when the baby comes. Because she can be like, okay, the baby's out. The curse is lifted. And then she's going mask off by the sound of it.
Most vile shit.
Oh my God.
I picture you like in what was the name of Voldemort's... wizard
his
crew.
His
what were they called? The death. You're like a death eater.
Oh yeah.
Casting an abacadabar on.
That's
Tristan.
Right. Sucking out all their energy.
Yeah, for sure.
And she said, "I can't even print it out." And go ahead, print it out.
I know. I
now we
it.
Know what it is.
Well, maybe this is good for her. Maybe we've lifted the curse by talking about it. So that now she can feel like she's not cursed anymore.
Because
I don't want her to feel like she's cursed.
I know.
Don't you think you need
Trisha,
a frog
I might not
or something
get
like
along.
That
oh, go ahead. Curse. Mom's making a declaration.
I might not get along with you at the moment because of things that have happened. And I don't wish you any ill will. I would never curse you. I would never tell you who you should love. Or I would never say... You know, to leave someone. This is your life, your choices, and you know, relax.
Relax. That's a little okay. You did
know.
Pretty good until you told her to relax.
Okay.
Here, just slam this. Ooh,
dumper.
Ooh.
The curse is lifted.
You just hit the dumping button.
Oh, I did. Oh no. Can I undump?
No, but well, you can't unring the bell.
No, she should not.
Oh, well,
you know,
there it goes.
They're in love, so.
They are in love. I don't.
Best
I
of
that,
luck.
I don't take that away from them.
No, no, listen.
Okay, here's another one. Part 10 of Donna's witch.
Ethan sent a hate mob on my sister for making a TikTok that she deleted within an hour. What Ethan's mom texted Moses about me.
I hate to keep. I hate to keep doing this, but it's like your sister lied about me. I had to correct the record. My mom sent Moses a private message.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
just it's like so absurd to compare them.
And not only that,
your sister was there at Disney. So when she lies and says something happened that did it, then.
But
if I don't say anything,
without her, we wouldn't have. 5% to throw around. So we have.
Yeah, right.
Thank her
we
for
banished
that.
That meme, but I think we can bring it back now.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Mom?
Well, I was just going to say, and she thinks I'm deceitful, but I sent a message and I couldn't have been more open and honest.
Yeah, I think she calls you conniving here up.
How can
bit
I be conniving?
Let's get to the
barbecue. I'm too vulnerable.
And the B word.
Conniving. I don't think that way. I don't roll that way.
No, you're not conniving.
No, unfortunately, I don't have a conniving bone in my body.
Well, here, let's listen.
Putting that is an evil monster shit. The fact that she even
monster
texted
shit.
It, I can't even speak it because the fact that she even texted it and put that in writing was so vile and disgusting. I had
so
never
angry.
Met a more evil conniving bitch in my life.
So she's never met a more evil. Does that mean you've replaced Gabby as the most
wow.
evil?
I don't
never
know.
Met,
I don't know.
But like, yeah, she
I'm the
you
flavor of the month, I guess.
Mm. She says you're conniving. You texting Moses directly is the opposite of conniving.
Yeah.
It's very direct. So
yeah.
But evil bitch, we accept that. I'm just kidding. I refute conniving, but the rest, well, the rest she's entitled to feeling like, oh, okay. I mean, obviously I disagree, but conniving.
She's entitled to her feelings. It doesn't make her right. She just sees it from that point of view. I don't get it, but you know.
And she's very angry. She's mad at, and she's just mad at me, and she's lashing out at everything.
Never to put that on me. You do not know me. You don't even know Moses like that. And then she has the audacity to complain that Moses.
She knows
that.
Moses it well. Stop trying to pretend like you guys are strangers.
I know.
You've known him for years.
Yeah.
Years.
How long have you guys been together?
Me and Hila have been together for, 15 years now 15, or more. I don't
yeah.
know. For a long
I
time.
I know. The whole family.
Yeah. Moses was shook. Did not tell me about it for such a long time. And then once I heard.
I wonder why.
I've been carrying this. I've been sick to my stomach over this. I am just so terrified of this, of what she said. And I'm just, I'm on eggshells.
Okay, the curse is lifted, right? We lift the curse.
Yes, the curse, whatever that was, is lifted.
We lift.
Be free.
We lift.
Be free like a butterfly. Fly away.
Let's do a cast. We lift the curse.
Lift it up.
We lift the curse. Here, go with me.
Okay, we lift the curse.
We lift the curse. We lift the curse. Dan, you're shaking your head. No good? Oh, we have a third video. I'm sorry. This is it, and then we're done.
Okay.
Okay. We got to get a soundbite of her calling my mom an evil, conniving bitch to play.
I want to know who does her makeup.
She has good makeup people, right?
Yeah. A lot of makeup, though. I mean, I wear so little makeup. I wish I could wear makeup.
Can we not comment on her appearance of all
this? Well, no, I like
Oh,
that was a compliment.
Yeah.
Well, you said it's a lot of makeup.
Well, she does. I'm just saying, I can't wear that. I mean,
I think she looks great.
My favorite look is when she looks like she's not wearing any lipstick or any eye makeup.
Oh, yeah.
That is my favorite.
No, Trisha, she looks great. You know, she's killing it. She got great makeup. We agree, right?
Yeah, no, I like
No comments on physical appearance. Peace and love, peace and love.
No.
Thank you, thank you. Serious message.
I can say something nice.
No, I just wanted to make sure what you were saying was nice.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave any. Dad, you have something to say? His lips are sealed. Dad, what the? Stop. Don't even do that. Don't even do that. That's not funny. Go ahead, say it.
No, I didn't say anything. Right.
I thought you were going to do more of the
No, how much of that can you do? Right, I think I made my point there. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Involved in my wedding that you were not invited to after that nasty, vile comment.
Wait, did we watch this?
Do not even talk about my relationship. Do not even talk about me because you weren't there. All of this stuff is between me and Ethan. If Ethan wants to talk to his family about this, it's fine, but it's not a personal matter. It's between me and Ethan lying, Ethan being a coward, Ethan being a hypocrite. I've admitted to being all of those and more.
She's talking to you now.
Ethan can't. And Donna chiming in on this after... I would hide in embarrassment and shame after what she texted to Moses.
Shame, shame.
And other people that Moses knows, she texts the same thing. It's vile. It's the sickest thing a human could ever say about somebody. And to even speak that, to even text it, what she texted into existence is so disgusting. And
we were all thinking it. I'll be honest.
It makes me sick. You're not invited to the wedding because of everything that's been done on the internet. I mean, even including your own son, Ethan, who said some of the sickest shit about people. What you said is the sickest.
Oh, restarted? Okay. I guess it all kind of just melds in. Yeah, I was like, okay, well, there you have it. Okay.
Mom, you know what? Trisha, now we're coming to the wedding anyway. She can't stop us. That's what I say.
You guys got to save the date, right?
I'm going to come in disguise.
Did you guys RSVP yes? Did you save the date?
No.
No, we're not giving a warning. We're just showing up in disguise as Hasidic Jews.
Wow. All right, listen. The Trisha saga is over. We've got a new set. Out with the old.
In with the new.
In with the new. This officially ends us talking about Trisha. Mom, you are not an evil, conniving.
Thank you.
B word.
Yes.
I love you. I think you're the opposite of all those things.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're definitely not conniving. You're definitely not evil.
No.
And you're definitely not a bitch. Wow, I got a hug for that. Thank you. Thank you for sticking up for me on Twitter.
I love you.
Even though it caused a little problems, but sorry. I appreciate the thought.
Thank you.
I like how I'm skating through all of this. So.
Yeah, we don't want to get you involved in this. All right, so you guys want to look at fan art? Then we'll do the family bonding speed run.
Okay.
Let's see. Donna fan art. Here we go. Oh. Look at this.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that.
Operation Mom of the Monarchs.
Oh, that's funny.
That would be a more Donna Monarch art.
Very nice. Very creative.
This one is crazy. It's me as the...
You're the caterpillar?
I think I'm like the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland who blazes. It's a really amazing art.
I know. See, your fans are amazing.
They are.
They really are.
The caterpillar mentioned.
Oh, I love the one that you're about to show. I just think that's so cute.
My mom goes, first of all, I send this to my mom because I thought it was super funny. And my mom goes, how do you feel about that? You're like checking if I was offended by it or something?
Yeah, because you're sitting in my lap, like, you know.
Because I look like this?
Well, no. I mean, you know, you're a grown man, but you'll always be my little boy.
Oh, you saw it as like, I'm your baby?
Yeah, so I didn't.
I thought you thought I was offended because of the depiction of me as like a little fat.
No. Okay. You're a caterpillar.
Right.
You're a juicy caterpillar.
Well, no, I'm not offended by it, Mom.
Okay, good.
And that's why I shared it.
I thought it was cute.
So shout out to our lovely fans, the fan art.
Yeah.
Love you. Appreciate you.
Amazing.
All right, let's move on to our main segment here today, family speed run. You know, I often talk about how I was raised kind of by myself because you guys were working so much as a kid. And so here today, we're going to be making up for lost time. So with that being said, let's get right into the family bonding speed run.
Woo!
What the hell are all these butterflies doing here? Oh, this is kind of silly.
The Gerard. You have to teach me how to shave in 1 minute, so.
Okay.
Shave. Are you going to shave off your beard?
I'm going to do whatever he tells me. He's my dad. I'm just here. I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't shaved since I was a kid. The guy never taught me how to do it.
All right, let me go grab my electric razor. And okay.
All right, we're starting your 1 minute now.
Start hot water.
Cold water, right?
It's best to wash your face, get some hot water in there, soften your beard up.
Okay, this is cold, but I mean, I have a washcloth here. I'll just do this.
Okay, good.
It's so cold.
Okay. let's just shave off half your beard today.
Okay.
So the other half can continue to grow.
Okay, so what do I do?
Okay, so now we need some shaving cream.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, just in a gentle area there. And then
it's not working, Dad.
Shaving cream.
Oh, great.
Be nice and clean. Every day.
This is called
and you'll
the cap.
Always look
usually good. You have to take that off of the shaving cream can.
I didn't even know that.
Okay. Push it. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I think that's enough. No. I think that's enough.
Oh, my God.
No, this is not going in a good place. Okay. All right. Now, don't. Okay, that's good. Now, you want to shave against the grain.
Here, take this.
No, thank you.
But his hair is so long. Wouldn't that hurt?
Yeah, it'd be better. What am I supposed to do with this?
Okay, so like down here, we're just going to put a little bit there. And then you want to take the plastic off. Oh, just like the cap on the can.
It looks like he's in the bathtub with Mr. Bubbles.
There may be a cap on the razor also. Then you're going to take your shaver. Okay, that's enough. Do we have a towel? Okay, I think you've got enough shaving cream on there.
Oh, God.
Okay, you're starting to look like Santa. Perhaps.
All right, I just want to make sure it's nice and soft.
Perhaps
I heard it can be.
Too much shaving cream.
Okay, so now what do I do?
So now we're going to start down here at the bottom and you're going to pull up.
How do I know that's against the grain?
Well, it's not.
Perfect. It hurts.
That's how you know.
Is it supposed to hurt?
You know, isn't his beard too long to start doing
pull
that?
A little bit.
It's pulling a lot.
It shouldn't be painful.
It is painful.
All right. Well, maybe it's bleeding, so that's perfect. No, it's not bleeding. So, yeah, you're just going to go up like this.
Wait, why does it hurt? You're not being instructive.
Well, your hair's pretty long.
Little pieces of tissue
and if we
paper
were really going to shave
face.
It, I probably would have gone in with the scissors and cut it down a little bit. And you might have the razor upside down.
No, I don't.
Okay, just check.
I don't think so.
You're a newbie.
You're saying I should be doing it like this or
no,
like this?
No, yeah, but
okay, so
you want This is one of those newfangled, what is this, like 15 blade razors?
Is that good or bad?
Yeah. Well, no, it's supposedly good. It's all marketing.
Hurts less when I do it this way.
Yeah.
Well, right. Well, no, that's because you're not doing anything.
No, I'm cutting. I'm cutting. What are you talking about?
I see hair there.
Okay. I'm trying to cut, but it's painful.
The other way. Turn the razor. There we go.
That's not good. That is more painful. I'm telling you, you don't know what you're doing.
Be a man. Come on. No pain, no gain.
All right, that's it.
All right.
All right, that's time.
I like playing baseball better.
It looks much better. Me too.
All right, let's see.
You look great, though.
I did shave, so let's see what's the result. Let me watch.
You're going to go wash it off? Okay.
Okay, so Dad, clearly your instructions were really useful based on the fact that I have not removed anything, and I was trying.
If you recall, I said, turn the razor upside down, and you said, it hurts, it hurts. So
what are you talking about?
That's what happens. No pain, no gain.
It's appropriate to humiliate your son when you're trying to teach him something? Like, you think that little boy inside of me has even like properly healed?
I do.
Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
By no means am I a barber or an expert on this, but the whole against the grain thing is not the way that I shave or
did your dad teach you how to shave, Dan?
Yeah.
And what did he tell you?
I think with the grain.
With the grain. Dan's dad said.
But I could be wrong. Like, I'm not saying that's correct, but I was just a little confused as you were instructing him.
Against the grain didn't feel right.
That seems like it would be more painful.
Excuse me, you with the big beard? What was your comment about shaving?
Well, here, let's Google it. What's the, do I shave with the grain or against the grain? What's with the grain? Are we up for it or are we against it?
Now, we know if you're cutting a brisket, it's against the grain.
Shaving against the grain, which is what you recommend.
That's what I recommend.
Tends to pull the hair follicles up and away from the skin, which runs an increased chance for razor burn or skin irritation being left behind. We recommend shaving against the grain only in areas of your face where there is stubble left over from your few passes with the grain.
Oh, so with the grain first and then
against the grain as instruments of war only.
Right.
Maybe that's because you use an electric razor, Gary.
Well, I think a lot has to do with our family. We are not the thickest bearded people.
I was just tearing gaps. I was tearing hair out of my face.
I know, but we have thin beards.
Okay.
It takes a while to grow a beard. Look at these guys. They're much more bearded.
Okay, so you're saying because our family has such pathetic facial hair, we go against the grain.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Great. Thanks. Useful advice.
There has to be something not perfect about us. So there you go.
All right.
We don't grow great beards.
All right.
Are
you guys ready for your third and final bonding experience?
Wait, what about birds and the bees?
Oh. That's the finale. Yeah.
All right, so you know we'll how to tie a tie, Dad?
This little piece of cloth
we have one minute, so wear
around their neck for some reason.
Let's go ahead and start the clock. You have 1 minute.
Okay, here
we
go.
To teach your son how to tie a tie.
See what I remember. No one wears ties these days.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to take the tie, right hand, left hand. Right hand side should be shorter than the left hand side. A little longer. Pull it up. A little more. A little more.
More?
A little more. Don't be afraid. Like
so long.
Like this. Okay.
It's like down to my freaking shins. Okay.
These are very long ties.
Okay. Go
ahead. We're going to take this, cross it over.
Cross it.
Okay. Then we're going to come up.
Come up under.
From the back. Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
And then.
Are you proud of me?
Donna. No,
I used to tie his ties on him.
No. I don't know what you're doing right now. I don't understand that.
No, I thought I had this all thought out. And
did you research this before?
There we go.
Wait.
Isn't that perfect?
You untied it.
Wait, I know. I have to not look at it. Okay, let's see.
So now I'm left in the trenches here on step three.
Maybe I should be teaching him how to tie a tie.
Okay. All right. We got to go.
That's
around.
A minute. That's it.
I'm sorry.
I'm stuck on step three.
And you have to wear it like that for the rest of the episode.
It's not going
to
stay on. It's going to come off.
Okay. One more wrap.
Oh, God.
Okay. Come on. I retired 15 years ago. I haven't worn a tie
in a while. Yeah, like you wore a tie to work.
I never wore a tie to work either.
Yeah, exactly.
Ties and bike shops.
All right. Thanks for nothing.
Not, wait. Story of your life.
And now you know why he never taught you.
There. How's that part look?
That's great.
All right, so shaving and tying is a disaster. Let's move on to the birds and the bees.
The birds and the bees.
Go ahead.
Oh, all right, so once again, one
which,
minute.
Which is a talk I never got, by the way.
Really?
I never got
you
the
know,
birds and
kids,
bees.
Kids don't need talks about the birds
Excuse
and the bees.
Excuse me. When I grew up, the internet didn't even exist, so don't give me that shit.
You kids were so smart.
I never got the birds and the bees talk. So going back... What's the appropriate age for birds and the bees? Like 13?
I got it from my dad. Yeah, around like 12, maybe even 11, somewhere around there.
I gave Jessica birds and the bees talk when she was 9.
Why didn't I get a birds and the bees talk?
We're talking about butterflies instead.
Butterflies and the bees.
But the butterflies and the bees.
But why didn't I get that? Why did you guys decide not to engage that conversation with me?
I don't know. Kids all learn from their friends. That's where I learned. Who better to get sex advice from than your 10, 11-year-old friends? They must know better.
But on a serious note, was there any collective decision to just say the boys are okay?
I could have given you the talk, but I figured it could have been embarrassing having your mother.
I know, but it didn't happen. What happened?
Dad, you dropped the ball.
Well, look, he's happily married.
Hold on, you guys
has
you
a
guys
kid.
Didn't, and, yeah, I managed to reproduce without
yeah,
your help.
There we go.
I gave Jessica the talk.
But you guys could have met together and said, Gary, did you give him the talk yet? It's not all Dad's fault, is it?
I didn't even remember who our neighbors were, so I can't remember the far back.
Is it too late to do that?
You. No, it's not too late. Now's your chance. All right, so pretend I'm 12, okay?
Okay.
All right, one
minute on the clock. Educate me.
And starting now.
You got birds and you got bees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is not.
They cannot have babies together. Bees can have bees and birds can have birds, but birds and bees, they can't have babies.
Why are you telling me all this?
Because you have to stay within your own species when you're going to propagate. Otherwise, it won't work.
Why? What are you? I don't understand.
Well, just you have to be a little picky, when you're
Dad,
out
I'm
there.
I'm not fucking animals. I don't know what your point is.
Well, that's my point. You have to be picky.
About animals?
Not animals.
What are you saying? I'm not planning on fucking birds.
Well, and then the stork comes, and there's a baby.
I'm so confused.
Which part? The birds, the bees, or the stork?
None of that made any sense to me. I'm pretending I'm 12, and that didn't make any sense.
Okay.
And that's a minute. Wow, that was
and that's
so
1 minute.
Confusing.
Good talk, guys. Well done.
That is terrible,
Dan,
Gary.
Did your dad actually use the metaphor of birds and bees to explain sex to you?
No, okay. No. It was a little more straightforward than that.
Yeah, I don't know where to go from there. Are we going to have to put a parental advisory on this now that we've discussed such taboo topic?
Based on that discussion, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
So,
Jessica.
More confused than
exactly
ever.
Exactly. What happened? And she freaked. She said, oh my God, that means you've done it twice. Because, at that time, it was just Sean and her that were born. She freaked out.
All right. I think.
Well, do you guys feel closer? Do you guys feel like you've kind of rekindled the father-son bond?
Definitely.
That's great. I'm so glad that we could do that here on Families Today.
I think we've solved all the problems in the world.
Fantastic. Well,
that was the worst birds and bees probably of all time.
Well, we're not just bonding fathers and sons here today. We are also bonding mothers.
All right,
sons.
Mom, so, it's your turn to bond.
All right, so give us 1 second and we'll set up.
For the,
was my pleasure. Pleasure.
We'll set it up with my mom and we'll bring her out. So we'll be back in just a second. Okay, mom is going to teach me how to knit in 1 minute. Well, I don't understand. I'm already confused. What's with the stick?
Okay, put one stick down.
Okay.
Take hold of the other stick in your right hand. Take the end of the string, mm-hmm. the yarn, mm-hmm. and make it about this length.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This part of the string, of the yarn, mm-hmm. make yourself a little loop so it looks like this.
Little loop.
Okay, so the front should be it should cross over in the front.
You got a loop, right?
Then take the part that's in the back and push it through.
Push the loop.
And then pull it. Oops.
Pull the loop.
And you'll have a little knot.
Got the knot.
Okay. Okay, you got this?
I think so.
Okay, here. You wanna
Oh.
Make it a little smaller.
It worked.
It did work.
Nice.
And then you want to take...
note, Dad. She's actually teaching me.
Take your right hand yeah. and put the stick in there.
Sticks in.
And then take both strings and tie it nice and snug.
Okay, we're going to tighten it.
Right.
Snuggy.
Okay. Well, not that tight.
Snuggy it up.
Okay. Now, whoa. Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whoa, sorry. Now, with the string that's got the short end mm-hmm. of the stick... Okay, hold your hand like this.
Mm-hmm. We're technically out of time, but this is going well. Let's put some more time.
Let's get a little bonus time.
You got it, and your thumb is up, just like your thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Okay, what you want to do is you want to close your hand on it,
mm-hmm.
and you want to take your thumb,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you want to, you want to go behind the string, and then it's looped around your hand.
Yep.
Okay?
I'm with you.
Take the point.
Pointy.
And go through it like this.
Yes.
Okay. Then with the string that is attached
uh-huh.
to the ball, uh-huh. wrap it around in front
uh-huh.
and then go through here.
I'm getting a little lost.
And pull it.
Okay.
Yeah. You did it.
I did it?
Yeah, I think so.
What do I do now? I just have a mega knot.
We just do it. We just do it again. Okay.
What are we doing?
The short end.
What are we creating?
Well, whatever you want. A scarf, a blanket. First we're doing is...
Oh, we're just making like a fabric?
Well, it's you're knitting, and the first thing you have to do is you have to cast the first...
Can I just do like this?
No. No. Hold it with the short end.
I'm losing patience. I lost patience for the process.
Here, look. Well, it's kind of complicated. You're shaking your hand with your thumb up.
Shaking my hand, thumb up.
Close your hand.
Close.
And put your thumb so that you're pulling it like this.
Pull it like this.
Okay, come a little closer, E.
All right, time's up.
Ah.
Time's up.
I mean, he successfully did one.
I think I did one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You made some progress.
Okay.
I was afraid of this turning into just a full-on knitting course. I was enjoying myself, though, to be honest, because I was enjoying it too much. I was going to end up just sitting here knitting.
It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Remember Rosie
Old
Greer?
Love.
Do you remember the big, big football player, Rosie Greer? He's the one that actually...
His name was Rosie?
Roosevelt, Rosie for short.
Rosie Greer, and he used to knit. Remember?
His name was Rosie, of course.
Greer was a football player, and he was the one that was with Bobby Kennedy when he was shot.
Okay.
And he stopped
Sirhan was the assassin's name.
You see what you're doing?
Thank you.
Rosie Greer, part of the fearsome foursome, ran front line.
All right, hit the buzzer.
Okay. All right.
What's the second stick for?
Well, that's when you start to knit.
Oh, shit.
First, you have to cast a row.
All right.
And then
Thank you, Mom. That was fun. Fascinating stuff.
Well, you know.
It's really about the bonding between the two of you that takes place rather than learning.
On a cold day, you sit by the fire on a cozy couch and you knit.
You just knit.
Yeah.
Why do old ladies love knitting? Or men, I mean, men.
You know what? My mother was the most amazing knitter, and she knit me some beautiful blankets and sweaters.
You pass the time, but you also create for your loved ones.
Yeah, and it's very therapeutic.
Mm.
You know?
Love that.
Yeah, it's good. So much for those. That's beautiful yarn, too.
Yeah, beautiful.
Really pretty.
You want it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't knit anymore.
Fair enough. All right, what do we got here?
That's milkweed.
Okay, so nobody breathe because apparently it's going to kill everyone
from poison.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to get up. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Here, bring this over here.
Okay.
And this, Samantha got this for us, and It's called narrow leaf milkweed, and this is actually native. This is the good stuff.
Oh, the native, the good stuff. This, the butterflies love. The narrow leaf is the good stuff.
This
man.
Is the good stuff, and it's really hard to find someplace that carries this.
Were these expensive, Sam? No, not expensive.
Wasn't expensive, but it's...
they're like $16.
She did have to go to several places to find it. You're right. It was kind of hard to find.
Well, you can get milkweed at various nurseries, but they're not the native.
So what are we learning here today? How to plant, how to pot the milkweed?
I mean, you
are you going to take these home?
I would love to.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can't have too much milkweed in your yard.
Okay, so we're going to... Is the idea is that we're going to plant these in the pot?
That's right. You're going to pot a plant.
All right, we have 1 minute, Mom.
Where's the...
There's yours right there. Oh, we have...
Potting.
Okay, wow.
But we have to water it afterwards. Okay, wow. Here, I'll let you do it.
Okay, great.
Except for I can't open this thing. Oh, I see. It's
serrated.
Okay. There we go.
All right. Go ahead, Mom. We have 1 minute.
Well, 1 minute. Are you guys ready?
What you really need to do... Okay, this pot is pretty much okay. Usually I put broken pieces of pottery. This is plastic, so it's fine. It just so that the drainage and it doesn't leach through. And
looks like anyway. We got drain holes.
Okay. So what you need to do...
Kind of.
E.
Mm-hmm.
You only have a minute.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. You just put here. Hold this one.
Okay. Sure.
You just put a little bit on the bottom.
That looks like good soil.
You know, I'm going to teach you guys a trick.
Okay, you have 1 minute.
I'm going to teach you a trick. So what you want to do is you want to put enough in the middle. I mean, here, wait. Let me put a little more.
Okay.
You want to put enough on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a really good trick for anyone who is a gardener and wants to do this. Take your plant. Oh, this is going to make such a mess. We should have put something.
Okay.
You take the plant out. All right. And what you do is you submerge it in water so that it really gets nice and wet. Mm-hmm. You put the pot from
you
the old
keep
one.
You using this?
Well, you're using it as a form. You fill the dirt around it, and then when you press it and it's all perfect, when you take it out, all you have to do is slip your plant in it. It's perfect. That's what you do.
And that's time.
What's the difference if you just put it in the pot?
Well, because it's messy. Like this, if you have a bunch of them, you can use the old ones, and then all you do is boom, you fit it in.
You're saying you put the soil around?
Yeah, we would make a giant
mess.
Yeah,
I see.
But you put it around, and you pack it down, and then you put it, once you remove it,
and so I put this in the pot, I put it in the backyard, and the butterflies come?
They will. If you build it, they will come. Mm. Or if you plant it, they will come.
We have two beautiful milkweeds for you here, Mom.
Thank you.
Butterflies.
Thank you so much.
And finally, of course, we have a...
Ooh!
A birds Sorry. And the bees are... Well, maybe not about the birds and the bees, but like how to treat a lady. Presuming I'm 13 years old. And I'm going on my first date.
Okay. Well, so you know what? You have a short memory because actually I did do this with you. You don't remember, but your sister and I decided that you were going to be a gentleman. And there was a young lady that you had asked out. And I told you that, you know, you were driving age. Mm-hmm. And I told you that a lot of girls don't know what to do when you get out of the car. Should she get out of the car? Are you going to open the door? What do you do? Mm. So I remember telling you, when you come to a stop, you tell the young lady that's mm-hmm. in the seat next to you,
mm-hmm.
your date, stay here. You tell them,
mm-hmm.
Let me get the door for you. Mm-hmm. You sit here. And they know what to do.
You know what? I do remember that. And that was good advice. That shit slays for sure.
I'm telling you.
I remember that.
And then you're Prince Charming. Because it really helps. You're giving the woman.
You're removing the, you know.
Anxiety. Thing. What do I do? You're telling her.
Although these days, I've been out of the dating game for a while, but I don't think people really, they worry like, oh, am I going to open my own door?
No. You know, they should. They really, guys should open the door for their girlfriends.
About
and their wives, which you don't do either.
Who's opening the door for me? What is this fake equality?
Well, okay.
What if Vila was like, what if my date's like, you know what? Stay right there. I'm going to get the door for you.
Good for her.
Okay. I like it.
Good for her.
What if everyone both turned to each other and say, stay right there. And then in unison, stay right there. I'm going to get the door.
You first. I'll get the next time.
Love it.
Right?
That was good advice. It was super. It slays, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I wanted you to be Prince Charming.
Yeah. It worked. That was good advice.
She was really cute, too, that first girl
remember.
You went out.
I have no recollection.
You always dated really cute girls, and all of them loved you, including their parents. The mothers. The mothers were in love with Ethan.
Well, none as beautiful as my.
Your wife is gorgeous.
The last and greatest.
Yes, absolutely.
The last and greatest.
That's what I said. She's a keeper. You better ask her to marry you.
Yep, you peer
pressure. I did. I really did.
Here, pick a ring.
And my son, Sean, I did the same thing.
You bullied him into closing.
I didn't bully him. I said, how do you feel about Via? And are you in love with her?
Is this still all giving me advice or have we moved?
Well, no, I'm just sharing, you know. And
technically
I said,
out of time anyways, but know, it's okay.
He was just like, yeah, of course, I love her. And I go, well, then do it already, you know. And he did. We did.
And that brings us back to the birds and the bees.
What do you think about the pulling the chair out at the restaurant? That one is just like a little contrived maybe, or do you like it?
It depends on the circumstance, but yeah, I do.
You do like it.
I do.
Does Dad ever do that for you?
No.
Depends how far you pull the chair out, I guess, because there are some practical jokes along those lines.
You know, but
too.
When we were dating, he always opened the car door for me. Always.
There you go.
Always did when we were dating.
Yeah, I mean, but come on. Not like me, you know, what do you want? You want him to...
Yeah, you got me. I mean... We don't need to do those phony chivalry things anymore.
Oh, it's not phony. It's not phony at all.
How about bringing a rose?
What?
How about bringing a rose?
Oh, my God. Your dad was so romantic.
Oh, God. Don't tell me about it.
No. He brought a rose. And it's funny because I was just talking to a friend.
That's pretty common, bring flowers. I mean.
A single red rose.
It was white.
Rose
it wasn't
you,
red. It was white.
That's what I said.
One single white rose.
It was your mother's hope
to represent
rose in
your
the garden.
Purity.
No, it was from his father who was really good
at
growing roses.
I came that night and said, who took a rose?
He got mad at you?
No, he didn't say that. Made sure he couldn't tell.
One thing that slays, by the way, just on the topic of doing nice things for girls that they really like.
What's that?
Hand-picked bouquets.
Yes.
Pick some flowers from wherever you are. Give them a little hand-picked bouquet.
Yes. Yes. That's very sweet.
It's cute.
It's very sweet.
And less expensive.
That's not the point is not to save money. That's not necessarily what you want to open with, is that, hey, I've saved some money picking you these roses.
Don't say that. You can think. Don't say it.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to go to a store and just buy roses or flowers.
It's more money to spend on the date.
Broke ass.
There you go.
All right. We didn't get time to go to the advice because we had just too much fun today.
Yeah, it really was.
We just had too much fun. We did some bonding, did a little drama, and I thought it was a great show.
It was. Next week we'll do some butterfly stuff.
I'm super excited.
We're excited.
No, butterflies all the way.
Ooh,
butterflies. I can't wait. I'm in. Maybe we can do a PowerPoint. You can work with one of the guys to make a butterfly PowerPoint. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. Sounds fun to me.
Wow. I'm so stoked for the butterflies.
We'll keep it condensed, short. I don't want
as long time. You could do the whole show.
No.
I say nothing.
Never let it be said. Ethan doesn't learn from his mistakes.
I'll never cross you again on butterflies.
Oh, gosh.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching, families. We are back. And next week, we'll be back again. So, Keemstar, eat shit.
Whoa.
You can't stop me.
Hear, hear.
He's not a good guy.
I was trying to say, like, okay, I want to insult him, but, like, we got to keep it. Yeah, I know he's going to complain to YouTube now.
I know what I can say so about
Ethan
Keemstar.
Said, eat shit. Okay, go. Shit on. You can shit on Keemstar all you want on
okay.
the show.
Keemstar, you need to update your look, because from the 14th century that, you know, they had those beards like the musketeers.
Update the look, bitch.
And I think you're going to poke somebody in the eye with that pointy beard. I don't know. I just think it's so bizarre, that style.
Amen. It's time to update that look.
Yeah. Bitch. Yeah, really. Right. Got to get a new look, like, dude.
He's like my age, right? He's
no, no one's our age.
He's pushing, he's 40.
Yeah,
he's
40. All right. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, about your age. He's older than me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, way.
Way.
Dating a 20-year-old, so pretty cool.
Not going to comment on that.
Yeah, I know. You're not the right guy to comment on that, honestly. Although that's a 20-year gap.
That's a big
gap. Let's not talk. What are we doing? We're ending the show.
Yeah.
Bye. Ciao.
Smash that like button. Thanks, everybody.